Blog Talk Radio.
So I just want you to
get your pillow and put behind your posture and help to enjoy the Lord with me on tonight. And I would like for you that will to bow your heads as we go down in prayer, giving glory, honor that is due to our sovereign Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for laying us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Coming together as pilgrims through this bad land, Father God. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are in hurting deep within their souls. Father God, we will be so mindful and so honored and gracious to give your name the glory and the honor. These and other prayer petitions we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty name we pray. And we shall all say amen and amen. And our theme on tonight, for you that are out there in my digital listening audience, God with us. And I tell you, I thought about that and God put that down on in the spirit. And you know, God lets us know that God is with us every waking minute, every waking second, every waking hour, every day, every month, and throughout the year, God is with us. For the word of God tells us, God said that I will never leave you. I will never forsake you, my child. But I will be with you to the end of the earth. And then there's also a favorite scripture of mine that's in the law of John 3:16. And it reads like this. It says, for God so loved the world so much, hallelujah, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him may not die but have eternal life. For we know that God did not send his Son into this world to be its judge, but to be its Savior. Hallelujah. And we know that whosoever believeth in the Son, hallelujah, is not judged. But whosoever does not believe has already been judged, because he has not believed in God, the only Son. Hallelujah. And we thank God, because we know that this is how the judgment works. The light has come into the world, but people love the darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. We find out that anyone who does evil things hates the light and will not come to the light, because he does not want his evil deeds to be shown up. But whosoever does what is true comes to the light, in order that the light might show that what he did was in obedience to God. Hallelujah. And so we know, saints of God and friends and kinship, and you that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight, I come to serve you notice. I come to encourage your heart that God loves you. God is with you every step of the way. And you might say, Pastor Ward, how is God with me when it seems like all around me is sinking sand? Look like I'm having one catastrophe after the next. All my bills are due, and I don't have funds to pay all my bills. But I come to serve you notice that God is a miracle worker. And over 2,000 light years ago, when God came upon this planet Earth, God showed up working miracles. And God asks you only to believe, only to ask in his name. And if you can believe it in God, that God sent the Son, hallelujah, into the world for your sins and mine. That all you have to do is ask God. God said, make your petition known. So you ask God. Say, God, I need you right now. My finances is not where they ought to be. And I'm asking you to come in and to bless me financially. And I'm here to tell you that God will bless you where it seems like it's not a way. God is the way. God is our everlasting help in a time of a storm. God is with us. And God will pay your bills. God will send people, put people in your circle to bless you. God is that type of God. And so we know we don't have too much time to waste, so I want every time to be of an effort, to be of value to you. I want you to grasp something out of the word tonight that God has enabled me to present unto you. Because everything that I bring across is from God himself. Nothing that I make up, but God gives me all of my medicine, hallelujah, in my room. And that medicine, my friend, is the divine word of God. So we're going to go right on into our program. And we know that everything about the incarnation bespeaks the initiative of God. And it is God who knows and examines each man on earth with the keen concern of a vigilant shepherd looking after his flock, and with the loving care of a father to whom all life is precious. And we know that no human misery escapes his attention. And of this misery, there is plenty. We know he sees so much suffering in the world, so much anguish in the heart of man, where we comprehend only a fraction of it. And we know that he perceives the whole. Not of this pain is God's desire for it, is his glory, that man should prosper exteriorly and interiorly. And the worst suffering of all may well be the feeling of guilt. Some of this is neurotic and inauthentic, and that has to be cured, but some of it is genuine. And for there is no natural cure. Here only forgiveness can restore wholeness. And who but God alone can forgive sin? God also offered to take away by himself that greatest misery of all, guilt, by proclaiming his eagerness to forgive. Above all, God wanted man to realize that in spite of his shortcoming and sin, he was still loved. This was the unvarying content of what the prophet had to say, each in his own style. Some brilliant, some rather clumsy, but all bearing the same inspired communication. They had something more in common, though namely that none of them succeeded in their mission with lasting effect. Then God appointed time to be the fullness of time. We read in the law of Galatians 4:4, in which he speaks to us through his Son. He has still someone left, his beloved Son. He sent him to them last of all. We read in the law of Mark 12:6, while the matter of Son's coming was wholly different, the message which he conveyed was in line with what the prophet had always preached. Jesus himself sums up the purpose of his coming into the world in the pregnant statement, I was born for this. I came into the world for this, to bear witness to the truth. And we find out, hallelujah, that where truth means the reality of God's love. In this conversation by night with Nicodemus, James makes the same point at greater length. Yet God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. For I'm here to tell you tonight, you that out there in my digital listening audience, I come to tell you the good news of Jesus Christ, that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son. He did not have another son, but he had only one. And that son did not come to condemn the world. Hallelujah. But so that through him the world might be saved. That's in John 3:16-17. And it is assurance of salvation which Christ brings. Hallelujah. But we know that this time is so much more than the message. For he is the incarnation of the Word, which is God, and of the radiant light of God's glory. He is the Son of God, become one of us so as to give his message not in words, but in a way of life. And we know that Jesus can accomplish this way, can even begin this only by emptying himself. Hallelujah. The first step in his mission and the keynote for his life. And we know that his state was divine, yet he did not cling to his equality with God, but emptied himself to assume the condition of a slave, and became as men are, and being as all men are, he was humble, yet even to accomplish death on a cross. We read that in the law of Philippians 2:6-8. The whole of his life was a carrying out of the initial self-emptying. By means of his stripping, he became our brother. Consequently, the world has changed. That world which he had created in the wonderful way, and has recreated in a yet more wonderful way. Now indeed we can sing, hallelujah, we can sing the song that we know that, oh yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. We know that happy gift that has given us such a redeemer, and has loved God so much, hallelujah, a point that he sent his own son among us so that we might share his life even as he had will to share ours. And we know, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, God is going to carry out his work of leading his people back to him, and of renewing his covenant by himself. No, God wants to share with men this work of redemption. But whom will he choose? He once again, we see God's initiative in moving forward his plans for man's redemption. And the consistent trends of us realizing the salvation with the whole vast of the Roman Empire, extending before him that culmination of man's achievement in the ancient world. God chose not the busy center of man's industry or art, politics, or learning, but one remote and isolated corner of the empire, the occupied territory of the Palestinians. And we know that in the troublesome part of their whole empire, not did they think highly of the Jews themselves, but we find out that God's choice was to go to Calvary, go to the cross and carry his cross. And we know that God is the God of Nazareth, and he will single out And we go down into the history of time. And we find out that in the incarnation and the mystery of God, and God is going to accomplish this mission by imposing something, no force and pressure or foreign, hallelujah, to God. He comes with an invitation. He comes with a request. And then he leaves us free to respond. God's respect for the freedom of his creation is total. So that means that God give us a choice. We have a choice in the matter to choose this day who we're going to serve. We can choose to serve the satanic force of this world, or we can choose to serve the creator of this universe, the sovereign God, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we know that, hallelujah, God's wish is for us to accept him in this final phase of life. We can choose to serve God while the blood is yet running warm and traveling through our mortal veins. For God is a forgiving God. And God only asks us to be submissive, to come in submission, and to admit that yet we are sinners. And yet while we are sinners, Christ died on Calvary Cross for our sins. And all we have to do is to acknowledge that we are sinners and that we want the salvation of God to enter into our lives. And then and only then that we have accepted Christ into our lives. So I come to let you know that you can accept God tonight, my friend. You can accept God tonight, my friend, my sister. You can accept God tonight, my brother. For God is only a whisper prayer away. Hallelujah. So we know that God's role for man's response in the mystery of incarnation and in the life of each of us. Hallelujah. And so I would say to you that if I was in the pardons of my sins on tonight, I wouldn't put it off any longer. I would give God my life. I would accept God as my Lord and Redeemer while you yet have time, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And so I would take this opportunity to accept God into my life and to live in wholeness for God throughout the remainder of your life. And in ending, this will be a two-part series. We'll begin again on tomorrow with God with us. And I hope and pray that I've said something to infuse, hallelujah, your spirit, and to marinate your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. And I would like for you, my loyal listeners out there in digital land, that if you would like to submit your correspondence, you can send your remittance to in care of the Old Ship of Zion, Senior Pastor Janice Ward. And our email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. We welcome your comments, and we welcome your, this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God. We are eager to hear from you. And like I first stated, till we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. Bye for now.
Same for you.